This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know what? There are a lot of things to talk about, and that's why it's good you're here, because we want you to hear what there is to be discussed. I'm Doug Steffen. The normal routine here is that Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is and Talkers Television, the pod jockey cast, that sort of thing, he would be here to go through the list of the stories and people, and then we would have an intelligent discussion of some of the issues and what's going on News Talk radio stations and programs. But because he is not available today, we'll have a moderately intelligent discussion with the likes of Joe Crummy, who has produced his evil. You heard the Evil Empire. Well, this is part, it's an outshoot of the evil empire called Evil Thoughts. Joe produces a podcast, and I'm looking at some of the reviews here, Joe. Refreshing point of view, 5 stars.
All right. Thanks, Mom. I like that.
So happy to find this gem. Intelligent look at politics that you're not likely to hear elsewhere. And there's a reason for that, folks. Let's see here. Another review. Crummy, but in a good way. You'll fall in love with Joe once you start listening to his superb radio voice.
This is great. I gotta check this out.
His eclectic point of view on all things happening now, politics, pop culture, and the like. Here's a review from Bobby, who says, this is information on a new level. You can bet your pants
you
on that.
What? I got to check this podcast out.
This podcast is so informational, I can get all the latest news from one place. Once you listen, you'll be hooked.
I'm feeling the power.
There it is, Joe Crummy. Rich all McFadden right. has the power as well. He's at the studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan is along. All these people participate in various enterprises that Doug Steffen is involved in, and they all have intelligent minds. So I thought that they would work well as we review what's going on. I'm going to go through the list of the stories of the people like Michael Harrison usually does when he's here, and then we'll go back to our discussion. You want to listen to hour number one before you listen to hour number two. If you're listening on iPad, good, Doug. On
iTunes, TuneIn.
Right. iHeart, TuneIn Radio. Radio. Why are you laughing?
I love you, man. What do you want from me?
I'm glad you love me. I love you, too. I've been a big fan of yours for years before it made any difference.
First of all, so.
What can I say?
Before you, wait a minute. What was that? I'm just waking up. You stuck something.
Number 10 on the list this week. What's going on in the world of sports talk radio? Number 9, the budget. Number 8, the policeman shot in Arkansas. Number 7, the travel ban, laptops, etc. Number 6, Frenchie and the elections over there. Number 5, the Kushner family and their business dealings. Number 4, the Confederate statue removals in New Orleans. Number 3, the North Koreans and their usual beating their chest. Number 2, the health care plan. And number 1, the president fires Mr. Comey. All right, so the people on the list this week, number 10, Paul Ryan. Number 9, the two main characters in the French election, Mr. Macron and Ms. Le Pen. How's my French?
Perfect.
Like
Macron. Macron.
You sound like Pepe Le Pew. Keep going.
Number 8. Who's Nicole Kushner-Meyer? I don't even know who she is.
Kushner? That's Jared Kushner's sister. Yeah. And the controversy was that she was in China at a real estate
thing
and was basically saying, if you invest $500,000 in our real estate dealings in New Jersey, then we can expedite visas and things like that. It was controversial, but legal.
It's legal.
Huh. Yeah.
Pretty much right. Yeah, I mean, you find that kind of stuff going on every day on
the street. It doesn't look or sound great, but
no,
it's legal.
It's not. Okay.
I never knew that, though. If you, as an investor, if you invest $500,000...
Yeah, you didn't know that?
The trick
that's true in
is,
a lot of companies, right. Countries, a lot of countries.
You the buy trick in. Is, though, you need to invest... The rules are supposed to be in places that need economic support.
Shot the I don't arm. Think the Jersey Shore would count as that. But
exactly.
Okay.
That's, well, that's what's happening,
though. Economic development zones. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Right. But really what's
they
happening
still
is...
still blame Hurricane Sandy, maybe, but...
Yeah, I mean,
no, it's
all of these people are investing
is, right.
in New York and Los Angeles and Miami instead of, the hood.
Dubuque.
And, yeah, right. Dubuque and all that
right.
stuff.
All right, let's see. Who else is on this list? Number 7 name on the people list is a story list and a people list. 2 different lists, 20 items altogether, 10 and 10. Number 7, Kim Jong-un, who has a baby we found out this week. Didn't we, Victoria? Has he got a baby?
Yeah, he obviously forced someone to have a child with him. Big fat dumpling.
Number 6.
The CIA is on his case now. They opened up a separate mission just with his name on it.
Really?
Mike Pompeo was talking about it this week. They have a separate division now of the CIA, and it's strictly for the fat guy.
Okay.
I heard they named the kids on Kim Jong Ding Dong.
There's a whole block in Washington, D.C. Rich, check it out. There's a whole block of the city now dedicated to this guy.
Number 6, Anderson Cooper, who is getting along well. Why was that? He's not. I'm not a fan of his. I don't see anything special about him, but a lot of other people. Who's his mother?
Gloria Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. That's it too. He's a.
He's had a rough life.
He didn't. He no. He has. Well, you know what?
He's swinging a hammer.
Give him,
you know what I mean?
I'll give him this. He could have roasted and coasted, but he didn't.
Right.
Went out and used his father's or his, somebody's name that nobody knew, so he wouldn't be known as a Vanderbilt. And established a career in the news media. So I'll give him I give him kudos for that.
He's done well. You know, I remember watching him 10, 15 years ago when he did the all-night news or something on ABC, and he was a goofball. And he would, I think he had some guy with playing the, what do you call it, that thing with the thing, and the, it's got keyboards on it, but you squeeze it together, and it's an accordion.
Accordion.
Yeah, and he was like a goofball. I'd get up to be on your favorite station, Doug, KABC, and I'd watch Anderson Cooper, and he was like a goofball guy. And now he's a, big shot at CNN.
Right. Number 5. Sean Spicer hiding in the bushes.
What's number that? I saw that. That's funny.
Well, they were after Comey was fired. The press immediately was looking for him, and he didn't want to talk to him, so he hid in a bush for a couple of minutes until a bunch of them walked by. And,
but then everyone saw him hiding in a bush,
right.
Which makes it so much worse.
Really, that's funny.
I think he's on his way out. Frankly, I think I've said this before any number of times. Trump, as a Gemini, is somebody who gets easily bored and doesn't trust many people. And as a result of that, his business is known for having a lot of people coming in, and when they don't produce, they go out. And I suggest to you that Mr. I think that what the gatekeeper of that, in part, will be his daughter, Ivanka. I think she was responsible for Bannon being tossed. And when you see some of the other people that get thrown out there, the Pence appointees, that's really what's happened here. The beginning of the Trump years is based on thanking Pence and the people who support him for getting them into the White House. But as soon as any of these appointees that were all Pence's ideas don't make it, see you later, who's next? So that's what I think is going to happen to Spicer. And he'll be replaced by Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Yes, Huckabee, as in Mike Huckabee, Mike Huckabee's daughter. I saw her for the first time this weekend. I thought, I was sort of startled.
You thought it was Melissa McCarthy, right?
No, I thought it was, I was very impressed with how she was giving these guys more of the, oh, what for, than Sean. I think Sean's afraid of him. I don't think she's afraid of him at all. She stood right up there and, gave him a couple of jerky questions, and she treated the people asking the jerky questions like jerks. Which was fine with me. I think most of them are a bunch of jerks there. Anyway, so look out for her. I think she's next in line. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Okay, let's see here. Number 4, Rod Rosenstein. How did he get involved in this whole mess? Man, I don't know. Hillary Clinton is 3. James Comey is 2. Donald Trump is number 1. All right,
always.
So Yes, always number one. Always around. Straight from the charts and always in our hearts or something like that. All right, we'll continue in a matter of moments here. We'll take some more of these things apart for your listening and dancing pleasure. All the people on here are guaranteed to put their mind in gear before they put their mouth in motion. That's why they are here. Meanwhile, I want you to think about a way, a constant way, of keeping yourself up. Richie, you still taking the Super Beats?
Absolutely.
Super Beats every day. Victoria takes her Super Beats every day. Yeah. I don't know, Crummy, we haven't gotten you any Super Beats. Right?
No, put me on the list. Come on.
You're kind of a super guy. So
Joe needs more energy. So,
right.
Yeah, send it.
Yeah, he doesn't have enough energy.
Super Beats is all about energy, healthy blood flow. So if you're over 40, and Joe's just barely over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, Joe. You may not have the same amount of stamina. You may not be able to maintain healthy blood pressure. So if you drink Super Beats, it'll help feed your body's cardiovascular system, and the circulation will be where it's supposed to be. And blood
everywhere,
pressure comes
right?
Down.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere, guys. Wink,
your
wink.
Muscles, your everywhere. Brain, out to the microvessels. That's what Super Beats does. Non-GMO beets that are cooked and then dried, powdered, and you get them in the canister. Every spoonful is 3 beets. Opens up your arteries, your veins, and the blood goes rushing through. So you're going to be performing just like a collagen professional athlete. A lot of them trust Super Beats to help them in the best way possible, and you ought to do the same thing. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Operators are, as they say, standing by morning, noon, and night. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com if you want to try it online. That's a cool place. DougLikesBeats.com or call to order your first supply. We get you a free 30-day cancel. You pay for 3, you get 4 months' supply of Super Beats at 800-655-4183.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples,
Bing.
It's pro time.
Excuse me, sir. Being the technical wizard that I am, I've just Googled Joe Crummy's name.
Oh, boy.
C-R-U-M-M-E-Y. And what comes up first? The headline reads, Joe Crummy joins on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria for a discussion of the issues every weekend. The podcast is highlighted as well, Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy. That's what you get if you want to Google Joe, the news that he's here with us.
Wow.
That's big time.
Well, it's more entertainment than you have a right to expect.
21 after the hour, the countdown continues.
B. be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We promise nothing but informational entertainment about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, and we are together to discuss the Talkers Charts, the week of May 8th to the 12th. Michael Harrison not with us today, so it took, three people to fill his shoes? He'll be happy to hear that when he comes back next week. Joe Crummy is here from the podcast Evil Empire, or whatever the hell. What's it called?
Evil Thoughts.
Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy. Richard McFadden does not have a podcast of his own, but he listens to a lot of ours. And that's a pretty good thing. Get some super.
I like it.
Yeah, I know you do. All right, and then there's Victoria Keelan, who's here.
Hello.
To discuss. I'm giving Joe a lot of credit today because he deserves it. I'm looking at some of the things. I'm using the technology that I'm. The technology world is a challenge sometimes. Crummy is a geek, according to this review. Crummy.com, the podcast Evil Thoughts.
Why does it say I'm a geek? What did I do?
I don't know. It says geek stuff and humor.
Oh.
As it says, the podcast been on since 1996. Is that right?
My podcast? Heck no. I just started it. It's brand new. It's fresh. Okay.
So this is really... This is good up-to-date information. I'm glad you get it.
The internet. Well, if it's on the internet, you know.
Yeah, of course. It's got to be right. All right. Didn't we get into trouble for that this week? Seems to me, or we talked about it, Victoria.
What?
How somebody took you to task because you were, I don't even remember what the issue was, but I know you were talking about something and you said, it's on the internet.
I said it's all over the internet or something like that. And then someone was trying to split hairs between social media and the internet. And I think we got to the conclusion that it's a generational thing. For us, social media is the internet. And so it's all one and the same. And I guess other people maybe delineate the two. I don't know.
Right.
That's kind of where we ended up, I think.
Right. All right. So back to the countdown. When Michael is here, we do the same thing. We kind of bounce around from item to item. Sometimes we talk about all of the stories. Sometimes we don't. Number three on the countdown this week is a discussion on a lot of radio programs. They love to talk about Kim Jong-un. What's Rodman's first name?
Dennis.
Dennis Rodman was over there this past week or week or two ago and said, Kim Jong-un does not want to go to war with America. He's a nice guy, and we should treat him as such.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yep.
Statesman Dennis Rodman.
That's it, right. And he's
a regular Ben Franklin, that Dennis Rodman.
I understand that he allowed Kim Jong-un to copy one of his tattoos as well. But he had it, he put it in a special place that Dennis, you know, identified.
All right.
Where the sun don't shine, is that where
that's it. All right, so that's enough on North Korea. What about the new South Korean president, though? He looks like he might be able to get along. And isn't anything to calm things down better than nothing? So if this guy has a conversation over a beer with Kim Jong-un, the new South Korean president, isn't that good?
I mean, it's worth a shot, right?
I think it's great. And I was reading something that the North and the South have some kind of economic development zones right around the border that we never hear about, which I think is encouraging. I think it's great.
They do a lot of business. There's sort of a black market on the border between North Korea and South Korea, but they get around. South Korea does business with China, who does business with North Korea. It's kind of how it works. Go around in a circle. I'm surprised the Chinese haven't done more to calm this situation down, because not in their best interest to have a war or to have problems between the North Korea
and they don't want
it. No, they don't. It's bad for business.
Right.
And that's why these days, the only thing they're interested in is what's good for business. So if you have all this upset over there, it distracts them. Nobody wants to go travel there. Nobody wants to buy things. We were trying to figure this week, the cars, the Kia and the Hyundai, aren't those the ones that come from South Korea?
Yes.
Are there anything else, other cars from South Korea?
No, but your Samsung phone and your TV, I mean, the parent company is in
But I have a Korea GM.
Korea is Japan now, basically.
Yeah, I mean, Japan's I have a
what, the new Japan? Right. The new Japan, sort of?
Well, in our new Chevy that we just bought last year, it said right on the sticker that it's all made in South Korea. So. Right. Yeah.
The whole thing?
Even
manufacturing.
I think parts of it were assembled here, but the parts, I think, were made in South Korea.
Wow. Will we live long enough? See, this will be interesting. Well, someday we'll be sitting around, Doug. Hopefully we'll all be together talking about, you know, all the stuff we have that's made in North Korea. Will we live that long?
Yes, we will. 28 minutes past the hour.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of News Talk Radio. That's the focus of the Countdown Show. 34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, who normally is here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They have put together the chart this week. Michael had to slide into another, I don't know what he was, actually he told me, I'm trying to think what the heck he said he was doing, but anyway.
He's a big shot. Come on.
Yeah, bowling tournament.
Big shot.
He's big shot.
I think he told me bowling.
He's playing ping pong in this hour.
Right.
Yeah, you know, he had a chance to be on 350 affiliates, but he has something else.
Yeah, North Korean ping pong tournament. That's what it was.
He's used to being here, so he has made way for the talents of Joe Crummy and Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan. I am thankful to all of them for being here so that we can continue our discussion of what's going on, not only the stories that have made it this week, but things that are happening. For example, Richie, you probably know this. I'm not sure that others follow this because it's kind of it's inside. It's a trade magazine sort of thing. We talk about what goes on in terms of issues in News Talk Radio on this program. But the performance of stations that carry this format. There are about 1,000 stations in the country that are news talk, and it's different. They're talk stations. Some of them do news talk. That's the preponderance of them. Political, so-called, I guess, political, sometimes right-wing. There's more interest, though, now in left-of-center talk radio, bouncing back again because of the Trump phenomenon. And so that makes it more interesting, for sure. And there are programs like the one that Victoria and I do Monday through Friday, the DJV Experience, that really is a focus on how we can make your life better, and a little laugh here, a little laugh there. Everywhere there's a laugh. And so we have our relationship.
It's our tagline, actually, for the
every
show.
Every day, laugh.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Remember that song, Laugh? Who did that? Am I the only
Bo Brummels.
There you go. Good.
Thank you for the call. I'll take call
Joe
number seven.
Joe Brummy, the wow. Bo Brummels. Yes.
Really?
All right. So anyway, in sort of a general way of looking at news talk radio, this format has avoided the drop-off in ratings after the election that normally happen. Usually after the election,
gonzo.
But because of Trump,
right?
Trump has kept the interest level up. And when you compare the last 4 years at this time of year, it's really very interesting because news talk is about 25% ahead of where it was a year ago at this time.
Well, the president is making the news talk format great again.
Right. Well, the political news talk.
You know, it's amazing. Trump knows how. I was listening to some people this morning saying just after he gets health care passed and just after it looks like he's got some momentum, he fires Comey and everything's in disarray. So it's like crisis is his thing. That's like his theme, is that he likes to be in crisis. And he is making everybody's head spin, and I think I like it.
I do too. It's been going on since he was, you know, before he was nominated.
Right.
He's doing this exact same
just
stuff that
when
was going
things
on.
Start to kind of calm down, he lobs some grenade out there.
Another grenade.
Right. And it's just the press hates it. The Republicans hate it. The Democrats hate it. Everybody hates it. Except me. I kind of like it.
No, me too. That's what I like about it. Mm-hmm. He was not supposed to get the nomination.
Yeah,
he was not supposed to be elected.
Man.
None of this was supposed to happen.
Blow
and that's what makes
up.
It so great.
Well, it's a
come on! It's the forbidden presidency.
You know what? If he was the president of another country, he'd be my favorite person.
I'd be happier.
I would be so happy. I would be like popping popcorn. I'd be watching everything on Twitter. I mean, it would be amazing and hysterical.
It's so much fun though, Victoria, to watch CNN and their heads spin every time. I mean, I was watching the other day. And breaking news, right? Uh-huh. Here's CNN's breaking news of the morning.
The president passed gas.
He tweeted something.
Yeah.
And that's their breaking news. They've got editors sitting there watching his Twitter feed, and then they break in every time he sends a tweet.
Let me ask you this.
It's hysterical to watch.
In the conversation about Ivanka, is she a tweeter? I don't know that much about. I know
she
what
is.
Her reputation is.
I
know what
her
she's
on
doing.
Instagram.
She's helping. I think she's a very good asset. I think she's a very good influence on him, on her father.
You didn't finish the word asset, by the way. Please, let's make that clear.
What did I say?
Nothing. Just can move along.
She's an asset.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, she is an asset.
She
I think.
Is, yes, I agree.
I think that, and I think he listens
just
to her.
The word.
And she knows that he listens. I mean, there's a thing between them. And there's some common sense with her. I think she's a smart businesswoman, but she has his ear. And Kushner obviously has his ear as well. He's got to have found respect in him. And otherwise, if he doesn't have any use for you, you're nowhere in sight. He'll eliminate the people that he either can't use or he doesn't respect or trust. Gonzo.
Well, I mean, if it's your daughter, though.
Well,
we're just lucky that she seems to be very intelligent and rational.
Yeah, she's very intelligent. I think she's smarter than the father.
Yeah.
She is. I really believe that.
I agree.
Well, so then
I don't know. I think Trump's intelligence is sort of an acquired sort of understanding.
I say this all the time. If you understand, and Richie's eyeballs then go bananas in the back of his head, if you understand astrology, and you look at his chart, he is exactly what his chart says he is. He's easily
bored. Gemini? Is he a Gemini?
He's a Gemini. Yeah, are you a Gemini? What are you?
Pisces.
Oh, man.
The best.
Pisces.
Is there an argument about that?
Wait a minute. Are you sure you're a Pisces?
Yes.
Pisces
Heck
is
yeah.
sweet.
We're the best. We're number one. Cut it out.
And, yeah, it's not. I'm surprised to hear you're a Pisces.
Are right, you anyway. Rich?
I'm a Sagittarius, half horse, half man.
Oh, I heard
Sagittarius. You are such a Sagittarius. That is so funny.
Really?
You were like the poster child for Sagittarius. Yes.
Cool. Good for me. Yeah.
And what are you? I've forgotten, Victoria.
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn, that's right.
So, she's a Capper.
Yeah. Anyway, why did I get? Oh, because I was telling you.
Why did you go there?
People who don't understand or don't care about these sorts of things. No, your radio career is fine.
Get your resume out there, bud.
Hey, horoscope talk, everybody.
If it hasn't affected my radio career, Richie, this is my 53rd year as a broadcaster and the 29th year of doing my weekly, Monday to Friday program. Right. So if I was going to have, if someone had declared I had lost it, it probably would have happened before now, don't you think?
There we go.
No. Well, Ivanka's a Scorpio. I just looked her up.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
She's such a Scorpio.
That says a lot.
She's the poster child for Scorpio.
I'm a Scorpio. But I have my influence from Pisces and Aquarius that gets me. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, where are we? Oh.
Where are we?
Oh, by the way, Harrison doesn't like astrology. Whenever I bring up astrology with Harrison, I don't believe in that
He's
stuff.
Like me, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, no. You've begun to suck it up a little bit because you've been around me for as long as you have. And you kind of...
I let you have your space. And I know that you believe in it. And I know that
it works
well for you.
It does. Right. I've been able to figure you out by looking at your chart.
Yeah, well, something went wrong. You hired me 20-some years ago. What happened then?
All right. So Joe Crummy, who's a Pisces. I got to remember that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And his evil... But you're not really evil. If you're a Piscean, there are no evil Pisceans. You're just making that up.
We're sweet people, right? But we have evil thoughts.
He's a sweet, evil guy. This is Joe Crummy. Check out Evil Thoughts, his podcast, at evilthoughts.com or joetheevilguy.com or crummy evil thoughts. That could probably come up as well. Meanwhile, in a moment, we take a gander at the health care plan, which should be a short conversation. Because what they have doesn't work. Rand Paul's got the right idea when it comes to the health care plan, and nobody listens to him. Unfortunately, he's the smartest guy around. And
what has he said?
We'll
tell you in a minute. Thank
yes,
you,
we will. 44 past the hour.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to roll felt, ready to cap, ready to shingle. And during Lowe's Ready to Raise the Roof event, pro customers should get ready to save big with up to 20% on Owens Corning shingles every day when they buy in bulk. Plus, now through May 25th at Lowe's, pros can save up to 30% off select Hitachi nailers and pneumatic accessories. See the Pro Desk in store for details. Shingle offer applies to contractor packs. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
How to keep your online password safe. McAfee's Chief Consumer Security Evangelist, Gary Davis.
54% of people don't actually password protect their mobile device. You could open it up and do everything from making calls to sending messages to do banking and all that sort of stuff. 59% of people are willing to share their password. So things like password sharing, you know, password protecting your mobile devices, not reusing the same password over and over and over again.
Some tips.
Get a password manager. They work on all your devices, and they allow you to centrally manage all your passwords so you're not having to remember them all the time. Another thing we encourage is use this thing called multi-factor authentication. So whenever I access Google from a new device, I'll get a text message to my phone to verify I have another device that's connected.
For more info, visit McAfee's consumer blog at securingtomorrow.mcafee.com.
45 past the hour on this week's Countdown. No Michael Harrison. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, and Rich McFadden. We're into the number two position here. And I said the number two issue being discussed on News Talk radio programs, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, is the health care plan. Here's Rand Paul, who I think was put in charge of the health care plan, at least at the beginning, and what he thinks about where we are at the moment.
One of the basic precepts of Obamacare was that the federal government got involved with buying insurance. I don't think the federal government should be in the business of buying insurance. The insurance companies made $6 billion a year in profit before Obamacare. They now make $15 billion a year.
Oops.
They want a bailout. All this talk of high-risk pools, this fancy, wonky talk about health care, it's basically a subsidy and a bailout for insurance companies. I'm not for bailing out rich companies with taxpayer dollars. There are other ways to fix it. One way I've tried to fix it and want to do is to expand the ability of individuals to leave the individual market and get into a big buying group. Like, what if the NRA could be a buying group? You know, what if credit unions could be a buying group? There's all kinds of ways we can fix this, but the House plan doesn't fix it. It puts a Band-Aid on it, but it's a hundreds of billions of dollar Band-Aid paid for by the taxpayer, and that's just not a conservative solution.
I love that idea.
And by the way,
I really like everything he just said. As a liberal,
brilliant.
I like everything he
he's
said.
Brilliant. He should have more of a stage than he does. But
why is he getting swept under the rug?
Because he ran a horrible campaign as a presidential
candidate. Because those guys, Pence and Ryan, don't like him. Because he makes sense and he fixes problems and they don't like him.
Well, but here's the deal. There's no reason that we still can't do those ideas that he said. You can do.
Well, but who's in the way of getting it
now? Now it's time where we piecemeal the rest of the health care debacle.
Prevention.
Right. And try and add bits and pieces of it.
Why women don't have coverage for some of the things that stupidly men have. Why men get Viagra and women can't get birth control. Does that make
women
where
can't
the hell
get,
did that come from?
Women can't get fertility treatments.
No.
In Ireland, where my family is, that's part of your health care. I mean, that's all covered. And yet we have Viagra for, you know, anybody who wants to pop a few pills.
Do women ever take Viagra? Women
no.
take Viagra?
Okay, moving along to number one now.
No. Doesn't work the same, Doug. Different plumbing.
Someone told me once they took Viagra. I don't know why. Trump, number one, fires Mr. Comey. All right, so why does that? There was a list. I saw a list of things, Joe, this week that were your as long as your arm of infractions or silly things that Comey had done or things, not the least of which is the NSA boondog where they've got all the information.
Yes, I saw that same list that I was looking at it last night. There is a long line of Comey missteps.
Right. Yeah. So if I'd have been Clinton, washed my mouth out with soap. If I'd have been Trump, I would have fired this guy on the first day I was in there. Did he not fire him because of it would have looked bad because of the Clinton investigation? Why do you? I mean, now we're into the what if department, but
well, I mean, what are we trying to get at here? That they're getting close to like the smoking gun, and that's why he can't call me. I doubt that. I mean, you're going to see Comey.
You're talking about smoking gun for Trump or for Hillary?
Trump.
There's probably he can't him probably for a lot of reasons. You know, a lot of times we like to think what's the reason. There are probably a number of reasons why he can't him.
But the investigation in Russia, the deputy director now said that that's still ongoing, that they're not giving up on the Russian investigation into the election.
The Russians say they're not giving up on the investigation?
They're not giving up on their Twitter bots, so someone's not giving up.
What else did the Russians do this week to get into the hokey
Well, you know
what's
funny?
Weren't they trying to hack into the French election?
Yeah, well,
apparently,
as
yes.
As a matter of fact, that was what I was going to say when you were talking about the French elections, that the National Security Director, Mike Rogers, is in touch with the French because I guess we know how the Russians hack better than anybody else.
If you knew hackers like I know hackers, you just love Bad Vlad. Not bad for us for the moment. I do say so myself. Okay, that's it. You guys are now out of here. It's Victoria, thank you. It's
You're
Joe,
welcome.
Thank you. It's Richie, thank you. And thanks to you. 10 before the hour, the countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues, thanks now to the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the Talkers Magazine legal editor and also comes to review some of the items in the top 10 that have legal ramifications. Can Comey sue anybody because he got fired? When you're in that job, you're at the pleasure of the president, right? So that's the end of the story.
You are. I mean, it's very unusual. The last time that a FBI director was fired was back in 1993 by Bill Clinton. But in fact, the director at that time was under investigation for all kinds of illegal improprieties. So it's very much unprecedented, but you can generally preface that with just about anything Trump does. He certainly has the prerogative to fire him.
Next, the health care plan. I would think there would be all kinds of, what do they call the big lawsuits, what do they call it when a lot of people get together?
Class action.
Class action lawsuits against all of these companies. Yes, no?
Well, I don't know if it's room for class actions is what they've done. I think better would be, although it's impossible, a class action against Congress. The idea that the House of Representatives voted on this bill before they even had an indication of what the effect it would have on the budget is to me just incredibly outrageous. The fact that they also hadn't read it, the fact that they don't know what's in it, it just seems to be a rush to get rid of Obamacare, not improve the health care.
They didn't read Obamacare either. Nobody knew what was in that. They don't read any of these bills. They go have fundraisers and get more money so they can get reelected next time.
And, you know, I want to see if indeed it passes, which God help us if it does, take a look at the stock market and see how the insurance companies and healthcare industries, their stocks do. They're going to soar because they're the ones who are making profit on this. And, frankly, they were the ones making profit off of Obamacare, which was a step in the right direction, but not a big enough step.
So have you listened to what Rand Paul has had to say about all of this? If you haven't.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, listen, he said just what you just said.
All right. I like that guy.
Let's see. The Kushner family doing anything illegal?
Yeah, they may be violating some ethics. You know, one of the interesting things, Doug, was when I was looking into this, I hadn't even been aware of this something called the EB-5 program. And this is something that essentially allows wealthy foreigners to buy immigration visas for them and their families.
But we can do that in other countries. If you want to get citizenship in other countries, if you give enough dough, they'll give you a passport.
Oh, you know, there was a great 60 Minutes piece on that. It was shocking. But, we do the same thing. We're giving them visas just by you investing money here. So in this case, there were some ethical improprieties there pulling back from that. But there's just so many ethical violations because of Trump continuing to do business around the world. This is something that, again, our laws don't provide for. You have blind trusts. You don't have the mix of your private profits with your public position. You know, this part's a real mess.
All right. As a lawyer, when you hear and see daily the parade of stories from all the airlines that are getting into trouble because they don't know how to treat their passengers, how many lawsuits? Each one of these individual cases, I mean, look with Dr. Dow, they wouldn't tell you how much money they gave him, which means it was plenty.
Yeah.
But the rest of these things, every day there's something different. Do these people all sue and walk away with some cash?
Pretty much so. It sort of reminds me of an old Bugs Bunny cartoon where Bugs and Daffy Duck keep going, it's rabbit hunting season. No, it's duck hunting season. But ultimately, it is airline hunting season, and because they have set themselves up to be vulnerable for this, particularly with the way they have treated the public. So until they get the act together, and it's not going to change overnight, we're going to see a lot of suits. We're going to see successful suits. We're going to see, counselor, are you claiming a jury trial for this? Oh, you bet your ass I am. And it won't go to jury.
All right, 30 seconds on the Agricultural Worker Program Act. Senators are trying to fix the problem that has been created by all the focus on immigration. I saw a headline, the high cost of cheap labor.
This is part of the thing. Agriculture has relied in this country on illegals. They know it's illegals. Now you're banning it, so who's going to be doing the work? This is where a real compelling overhaul of the entire immigration law has to happen.
Right. All right, good. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal editor at Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.